Me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment?
Don't mind waiting on you.
I want you to know tonight that desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound.
I don't mind waiting for you. I don't mind waiting. Well, welcome, family. This is Live Let's Talk Jesus here with myself, Pastor E. And yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the entire source of our entire lives. And yes, we'll have a mixed panel of opinions and those that will share. But we are here to share Jesus with the whole world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our lives. No matter how sinful or how broken you are, I'm here to declare Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is the only one able to transform your life. It doesn't matter if it's big time, small time, sinner, this sinner. He is here to receive each and every one of us, whether it is terminal or whether it's rejected. Jesus can forgive that sin, and Jesus will heal your wounds when you confess that he is Lord and you are ready to change the whole direction of your life. See, following Jesus, this is my own testimony, is that it always involves, I was off path for a long time thinking I was following Jesus. But when I understood to take up my own personal cross and follow him, I now knew that it was not about my own accolades, but it was about his. And it was about giving him the best that I could. And that involved me sharing his love with everyone who needs him. Yes, the moment I met Jesus, I immediately had the privilege to do the most important thing, and that is to share his love. That's why we're here tonight, to talk Jesus. And I must have said something offline, because we lost three callers like in 2 seconds. And I hope I didn't offend anybody, but that's just how it is. We're here about Jesus, and we are here to magnify him, glorify him, and lift him up as we talk about him. But the only reason I'm talking about him is that somebody else can get the opportunity to know him as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for another opportunity to sup with you as you sup with us. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that we could share with one another and talk about you. But most importantly, Lord, we come before you with a submissive spirit to say, change our hearts. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. And Lord, let us not stay dormant, but leave this place different than we came. Can we decree and declare that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds, only because we are going to put in the work to learn how to follow Jesus. So Lord, give us that push, give us that motivation, give us that extra portion that we could go to a level that has never, ever, ever been experienced before. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. And in Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. Well, family, good evening. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Most of all, you were beautifully made by God. Nobody can take that from you. You can claim that right now, and you are now in right standing, because you're no longer waiting for confirmation. You've already been confirmed. You're not waiting for an anointing. You're already anointed. You're not waiting for somebody to ordain you. You're already ordained. You're not waiting for a title. You already are the title. Because when we learn about Jesus, when we talk about Jesus, when we experience Jesus, when we act like Jesus, we now know that it is possibilities in everything we do. No matter how big, how small, how young, how old, how this, how that, we all have the same right for possibilities. One thing we're talking about on Friday, and this is kind of where our subject came for tonight, Let's Talk Jesus, Psalms 147, is that we must learn how to replace something that's not working for us with something better that's working for God. We even discussed and came to revelation that if I'm going to accept the fact that worry is going to come, trouble is going to come. Remember, we talked about in this world, there are tribulations.
At the end of that scripture, it says, be of good cheer, because he has done everything to account for the world. We're talking about getting into another level of replacing the bad with the good. Now, some people say, well, that's not bad. It's not so bad. No, bad is bad. There are no differences. There are no levels. Bad is bad. Just like good is good. They're not like, well, I'm an okay person. Or no, there is either all the way or no way. And that goes for both sides. You're like, well, man, I don't play all the time. I just play on Sundays. You're still a player. Well, I don't do – well, you're still that. Whatever you do, that's who you are. There is no part-time, I can do this on my own time. When we are now becoming followers of Jesus and talking about him, we have to be willing to sacrifice for that. And then when those hard times come, remember the hard times when they come, we want to murmur and complain. When the hard times come, we say it's not for us. When the hard times come, we want to point the finger. Oh no, not up to God. We want to point the finger at somebody else, or we want to point the finger at God in blaming him. Our subject tonight about talking about Jesus and let's talk Jesus is replacing worry with praise. Oh, somebody better write that down. Replacing worry with praise. Now, as I've always shared, and all of my covenant partners know what I'm about to say, but for those that haven't ever heard this, is that whenever you're experiencing something that is not working in your life, some people, I'm going to cut him off. No, I'm going to replace that with something better. I'm going to get rid of her. No, don't get rid of her. Replace her with something better. Now, you say, oh, that's a little bit extreme. Well, when we are followers of Christ, we know that everything we need is where? In him. I don't need a new girlfriend. I need a new Jesus. I don't need a new husband, y'all, females out there. You need a new Jesus. Because Jesus now, by following him, will lead us to the right things. But it will also give us the strength to say, because most of us do this. As soon as something comes up, Lord, move that mountain. Please, Lord, move that mountain. Oh, come on. I know I'm not the only one that has been in that mindset. Every time something comes up, move that mountain, instead of saying, Lord, don't move my mountain. Give me the strength to climb, because I know another mountain is coming. See, that gives me the strength to know that God is not about to, you know, just come in and hocus pocus and recreate something that I have started in my own life. That's gonna touch somebody tonight, because most of the things that we're going through is because of our own actions. We now have the results of our own thoughts, our own feelings, and our own actions. And remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Psalms 19, gonna read that. That means that if you think a certain way, you will feel a certain way, and now you'll act a certain way. If we never change that revelation of how we, first of all, intake information and now let information guide and lead us, we'll still be led by our feelings. Because thinking will always say that don't make sense. Thinking will always say, ask for some counsel. Thinking will always say, do the right thing. But feelings will say, can we just feel good? Actions will just now be the result of, did you lead by thinking or did you lead by feeling? I'm going to say that again. Actions will only come, the results of your action come from how you thought, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or how you felt. And feelings are not trustworthy, because remember, we walk by the spirit, not by the flesh. Feelings are of the flesh, those senses of sight, those senses of hearing, those senses of taste, those senses of feeling, those senses of looking. They're led by the physical. But if I am a child of God, I am now walk by the spirit and not by the flesh. See, we have to make some differentials in here to know that if I'm really going to do what God has called me to do, am I going to make the right decisions? Worry come up. First thing we do, we crawl up in a ball. Oh, woe is me. God, move on my behalf. No, 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 no. Lift my hands and start praising. Lift my hands and start giving him something better than me complaining by me murmuring and by me weighing down that relationship with God that must be sovereign. See, we destroy sovereignty by worry. We destroy sovereignty by hate, by unforgiveness, and by those things that are not acceptable to God. But a sovereign God with a sovereign man is in sovereign communication to do the right thing. Are we talking about replacing the bad with something better? Every time I worry now, I'm learning that I must praise God. And somebody say, praise him for what? Praise God just because. Praise God because it's good to praise him. Praise God because it's expected. See, watch this. We're going to get a little deep in this because praise should be a lifestyle, just like worship. And they're not the same. You cannot praise if you don't know how to worship. And there's no need for us to go to that teaching because we can go back next week and talking about Jesus there, but we must build that divine sovereign relationship with him where it's extravagant respect. It's to the point where what I do is that you smile on me and say, good job, good and faithful what? Servant. And you say, well, I really didn't do anything. Well, I did it for him. Everything I did was to do him. That's why I can lift my hands when it don't make sense. That's why I can lift my hands when you say I'm crazy. That's why I can lift my hands when the physical will say this is that and that is this. And no, 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 nothing's due. Somebody just said in the spirit that something was due. I decree on it right now. Nothing's due. Nothing is due. We just got to get right to make it already done. See, that's the space that we have, that time lapse that we have with Jesus, is that Jesus is already done. We still waiting. Oh, no, and you heard the song in the beginning. I don't mind waiting. I'm talking about other stuff. The stuff that's already done, that is finished. I just need to get caught up with the finished. We talked about on Friday from separating yourself from the lack to the overcome. The overcome doesn't mean you have everything. It just means you overcame everything. Oh, touch somebody on that one. See, but the lack will always kill you. It will always destroy you. It will always put you where lack wants you to be. Over when you cross over. Don't think it's just on New Year's Eve. When you cross over, you're crossing over into something better. See, talking about Jesus for me makes me better because I'm not what I just was. You know, people even may say, you made it, Pastor E. You're this. And yeah, I can be in places and people say, I know you from somewhere. Are you famous? I'm like, no, I'm probably on Facebook preaching, asking you, begging you to like me and follow me. The woman started laughing. She said, no, I don't think that. She said, no, I saw you in a different light. But I'm saying to everybody out there, that's what I do. I promote, I tag, I text. I put it out there, not for me, because I'm trying to get everybody else to be in agreement with him. That vertical leap is not for just me. The horizontal is when we all grab hands and go across the bridge together. That vertical is when I say, take off by yourself. I'll meet you on the other side. Because there's many matches. There's many situations. There's many blessings just for you, just like it is for me. And when we really get that in our spirit, we'll really see the revelation of how better it is on the other side. See, I'm going to say this tonight. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Release this. In that zone of middle between the other place and the new place, when you haven't really crossed over, there is so much hate and so much everything that could come against you is in there. But to really cross over means you leave it all behind. What was that? Well, girl, don't you? I left that behind. I don't want to talk about that. That's already fixed. But you just got to notice in the mail. That's already fixed. See, we don't understand that the physical has to catch up to the spiritual. And here's what is most important. When I replace my anger and my doubt and my worry with praise, I'm on a whole nother level. Because don't you know that when we praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Verse 1, Psalms 147. Now, on Friday, I said, everyone, I said, take this moment for us to really explore and really, really go deep into the Word of God. Read chapter 147 of Psalms on your own the first time, just for a familiarity. The second time, saying, Lord, I'm deep, I'm going back in. This time I need you to reveal the revelation, the whatever it is that you have for me. I am searching. I'm out to seek and destroy, to find this word that you have for me in the whole chapter of 147 Psalms. Then on the third time, you were and I were to read it and get the revelation. Write it on paper and make it clear. I apologize. I got so busy. The grandkids are here. Tuesday, you're going to hear Zion. He's back. We're going to have Zion on to co-host with me on Man of the Movement. And Pastor Dwayne is also, it's his show, but we're going to get in with him. We're going to all try host. Oh, my God. But as we said tonight, we want everybody to get into and understand and knowing how to replace something bad with something better. And I know, for me, this is something that works. Late in the midnight hour, come on, preachers. Come on, prophets, prophetess. Come on, evangelists. Come on, prophets. Come on, everybody out there. Don't tell me you in the midnight hour don't get that rollover of something that you should be worrying about, that you put under your feet, that still wake you up and say, how's it going to fix itself? That little quiet, little irritating voice make you roll over out of your comfortable position. Let me tell you what happened last night. I jumped up on my feet. You know, I have the grandkids and the son here for the summer, and I didn't want to wake nobody up, but all I could do is just tiptoe around. I went in the kitchen because I can make a little bit more noise, and I praised it because that same weight that the enemy would have to weigh me down, I had to get up and shake it off. And it was the only way I could shake it off was saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just start going through, my God, I'm about to go into one right now because I am learning to not go cold turkey, but to replace it. And don't do nothing but replace it with praise, because watch this. Praise the Lord. That is the first a statement in Psalms 147, and not only that, it ends with it, which are both the declaration and encouragement of praise to Jesus, Yahweh. See, this is the kind of hallelujah that begins and ends the five Psalms that end the books of Psalms. It didn't start with no torment. It started with praise. It didn't end with no confusion. It ended with praise. Now, if y'all want some real, 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 step back over to Proverbs. It cut you in the beginning and it cut you at the end. But the one thing it cut you with is with the Holy Ghost of truth. That's real talk. See, there is no heaven either in this world or the world to come for people to do the praise they want to praise. There is not a place that you're going to make it, that you get elevated to, that you say, oh, I got my own palace. Even when you get to heaven, your only job is going to be to praise God. See, watch this. It is good to sing praises to our God. See, the psalmist himself says to us and each other, just praise the Lord. Make an emphasis on it in your life. Praise the Lord. See, most of us assume that just because you clapped your hands on somebody, that God is receiving praise from you. Oh, no, praise ain't something you do in front of people. Praise is a demeanor of how your spirit should stay in joy, how you should be willing to enter into heaven, how you should be, watch this, acceptable in God's sight and not man. See, when we clapping, oh, that girl got her praise on. No. People don't see what I go through with God. And y'all think I'm radical. And I said, y'all, yes, I did. You guys think I am extreme, and I am. But can you imagine how I am, just me and God? because I know when to shut down other people. I know when to stop answering certain calls. I know when to get myself on the mountaintop and say, I'm done with everybody. I know. That's nothing against anyone personally. See, because what works for me, works for me. People will always try to get you hindered down with the what ifs, the shoulda, woulda, couldas, and those things like that. Instead of saying, that, don't you know everything God has done is finished? I'm learning to get out of that rut. I'm learning to get out of that situation that always tell me that situation. Somebody ought to clap your hands right now and say, you know what? I know today it is good to sing praise. So why would I even encounter bad? And guess what? It's not just good to sing praise, but it must be to our God. The goodness of praise comes from truth. That you know you are not where you're supposed to be. You ain't got a dollar in your pocket. You can't go out and buy no nothing. But every time it come around, the need is taken care of. You are full of spirit, and nobody can tell that. That does not have to do with the outside. They'll never know your anointing or your calling. Somebody getting in the outside and say you're anointed. Oh well, you better wait for Jesus to tell you. Because when you're anointed, you know you got a spirit of joy. You know you are ready to sing the greatest praise. Psalms 33:1, it says, praise from the upright is beautiful. True praise is beautiful to God, to his people, and to the individual worshiping him. Yeah, see, your praise can, my God, do you know your praise can affect other people? See, praise is pleasant. Praise is beautiful. Praise is for humanity. It's decent. It's lifting up. It is an intelligent way to acknowledge God, the Almighty. See, that beautiful praise is not contrary. It's not questioning. It's not unthankful. It's not ugly. It is holy. And we need to learn that as we go to God, oh, no, see, it's not hard. Yes, it's difficult to make that final decision to say, I am going to replace the bad with the good. I'm going to talk about the glory of God instead of the agony of self. And we have to know, don't you know God cares for you? Because caring for you is now meaning you can learn to care for someone else. Verse 2, watch this. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. Do you ever feel outcast? That's because somebody else. That wasn't because of God. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the numbers of the stars. He calls them by name. Oh, my God. Don't you know he called your name? Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. You'd be like, Pastor, I know, man, it looked like you got it going on. But every time I hear you, it's like, you're humble. I'm not bragging. Because I wasn't always like this. And I battle every day to stay not what I used to be, but to stay on course. Because I know that by being humble, I'm not waiting for you to call me up front and give me an accolade. The Lord lifts me up. Because I know, watch this, he cast the wicked down to the ground. You know the situation. I always want to be like God, have an answer. Have a prophecy, have a word for somebody, have a this, have a that. Don't you know you better get what you have for you and stop worrying about giving somebody else? Even when I'm preaching these dynamics tonight, oh, I got to give myself a high five because I'm letting him just totally use me. I'm in that place up in the corner little bitty, you know, the Ant-Man, that movie. I turned into the Ant-Man. I'm up in the corner somewhere watching God use me. And I'm sitting here high-fiving me from the, I done fell down five times trying to jump and high-five me on how the word is going forth tonight. Because there's nobody that can build you up but the Lord. There's nobody that can say who's an outcast or who's not right or who, nobody but God. And when I understood that, it took me another level of praise. Because I just keep praising. Every time somebody, if you guys just, I don't do videos about outside when I'm going, doing things out in the streets. Because it's really serious out here. And I'm not trying to put people down and be like, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to degrade people because I do a lot of things and drop off foods and this and this and this and that, and this and that. It is. But, you know, the most important thing is that I'm not doing it for people. I'm doing it for God. That somebody can say somebody cares about me. I know on Mondays and Wednesdays, that man coming to get supplies downtown, he coming through with all the leftovers. Now, that might be a little bit, I'm going to be keep it real with you, that might be a little bit slack for the next couple of months because I got the grandkids and the son, and they eat everything. But we still made sandwiches for the homeless while we go pick up some shirts tomorrow, and somebody blessed the, watch this, I'm going to be honest, somebody blessed Father's Day in the ministry. And it made it available that they could do what they wanted to do, and we could also still help people. And I asked them, I said, well, what would you do? I said, I would make a bunch of sandwiches, put them in there, get them cooled off, and go. See, that is replacing the negative with something better. But sowing those seeds into our children and into ourselves, we understand that when God built me up, I can build you up. I'm not worried about, are you going to be the negative? No, I'm putting you in the positive already. See, outcasts are the ones that the world say are the poorest. Outcasts are those that have been around some wickedness. And outcasts are those that judge themselves. Outcasts are the backsliders that people say from the church. But Jesus says, if you come to him in praise, he'll lift you from all discrepancies. Oh, he'll set you free. No, it says right there, it says, he heals the brokenhearted. He's looking for you that are messed up. He's looking for you that don't know which way to turn, which way to go. He's looking for you that have, you know, at your wit's end. See, these are four areas that really, really, really just solidifies Jesus. Jesus ain't stupid. He is very educated at his work. He had his own broken heart. Ooh, how many times did him as the holy God had to watch us disappoint him? He had a broken heart. Jesus experienced it in his work. He healed over how many? Thousands of broken hearts. And he's still doing it today. See, Jesus was willing to take the worst patients, the ones that had leprosy, the ones that was at the pool, the ones that nobody wanted to touch. Because he never loses a patient. Oh, my God. Somebody slap. Oh, high five. Thank you. Jesus heals the broken hearts with medicine that he provides. You don't need no prescription. My God. You need a praise. That's how he binds up our wounds. That's how he counts the number of the stars and calls them by his name, because he knows you. He saw you. He knows what you're going through. But have you declared that great is your Lord? Have you declared that mighty is in his power? Have you declared that in his understanding, not yours? So many things that we need to release. And that's just the first six verses. So many things we need to release in the real praise. There cannot be hindrance in the praise to God. Let's talk Jesus. Look, I done went 64 minutes on just that alone. And I want to say, let's talk Jesus. That's Psalms 147. We're going to continue the series. for the next several weeks, because that was only the first six verses of what the Lord just gave me to share. But we want to give you an opportunity now to share what maybe you have received, what you have achieved, and now are ready to share with others on Psalms 147. Let's talk Jesus. The lines are open. Yes, we're going to continue. Part two next Monday, chapter 7 through 12, and go from there. But if you want to comment tonight, dial 1. If not, you know how we do it on Let's Talk Jesus. Most people come just to get a word. But we want to give the opportunity, if you studied and you had something that was going to share along with that, please share with that man, woman of God, area code 251, last 45911. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Well, Pastor E, I would like to say thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and God bless you and everyone else that is on this line, and some that wanted to come on the line and for some reason had dropped calls or whatnot. But I just want to say I'm reading right now Psalms 147, and where I am in my life. You know, when you said that he humbles, he lifts up the humble and bring the wicked down to dust. I have to learn how to forgive, because when I forgive, you know, it does something to me. You know what I mean? It does something to me, and I am so glad that I am in the Word. Yes, I have been an outcast, but that was yesterday. Today, moving forward, I'm just pressing toward my mark, because he has something special for me. You know, for me. He has something special for you, Pastor E, but he got something special for me, too. And I want to walk on my path with him and listen to his word. And right now he's telling me to be still. And you, as his vessel, telling me to study this Psalms 147. I'm so glad, because, it's powerful. The whole word, the whole book is powerful. But we have to do this step by step, and I just thank you for being on my journey with me, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. No, I'm just privileged to be on this journey with you, but you know what? There ain't no stopping you. Every time I see that number on there, I don't even want to call your name out, because I know your number by now, but I'm honored to be on this journey with you, and I know greater things every day are happening in your life, and we know that you need the greater. Just like, you know, I need the greater. Somebody pray with me tonight. I get the greater, so I can pray with my sister. She gets the greater. And then you pray for me, and I pray for you. And then we all get the greater.
Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Man up tomorrow night. Don't miss it. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus, Psalms 147. What up?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can't help but praise him. I tell you, Pastor, I was listening to you with the Psalms 147. And you know what? He does heal the brokenhearted, because it was a time in 2012 after losing my mom. I was brokenhearted. But I was with him in Bakersfield, just me and him, having talks, praying with him. And and just being with him and able to pray with him and sup with him, it healed me. And it healed me because I had that anger in me, like, oh, my gosh, you know, losing my mom. Cause we, you know, spend time. But he heals the brokenhearted. He heals anyone that needs him. All we have to do is call on him. You know, sometimes when I'm walking in the morning, Pastor E, and I see some of these some people may be out on the streets, 5 o'clock in the morning, they're getting out of their areas where, you know, they've rested overnight, the homeless. And I heard you say you and the grands went and fed the homeless. And, you know, I pray with them, and I've stopped one young man. He's a young man, about 30-ish, and I prayed with him too, because, you know, and told him that Jesus loves him. So there's so many people out there that just need to know that he can heal you, whatever we're going through. Pastor, I like what you said. All's not working with something better for God. You said a mouthful. I say nothing else. Nothing else.
Amen.
Amen.
Family. The most important thing I think all of us are really getting is that when it's God's way, it works.
It works. Yeah, you tried your way and it didn't work.
And sometimes you on the other side still disappointed.
Yes.
Because you think
you.
It didn't work for you, it just worked.
It did,
when you can get to the understanding
you.
That you ain't worried about you or any, you just want it to work.
Yes, your way.
My God.
My God, I tell you. But I tell you, family, when I see you in the grands, I got something for you because during this time, you need it right now. Amen?
Amen.
All right,
love
God bless you,
you
family.
You're
going to
definitely
love
see them.
Too.
You're going to definitely see them. I'm about to make some calls this week for a couple of park outreaches. We want to come to Buena Park.
Oh,
we
yeah.
want to come.
Amen.
Oh, no, we're about to launch Praise in the Park all across, not just in one park this summer. We try
all
to go to neighborhoods where our covenant partners are. Instead of you coming to
okay.
us, we'll come to you.
Amen.
Get ready.
Looking forward to. I'll be ready.
Amen. Amen. I know
you
stay there.
Right.
Amen. God bless you too.
Amen.
Come on, any other callers? We got a couple more minutes. Anyone else have a comment, question, a shout out? Go ahead and get on your phone. Dial one right now. But I also want to encourage you. Invite someone. This isn't just about, man, Pastor Ed, all these people listening to him. No, I really know that God is using the physical Pastor E in a spiritual way that the word can go forth, that we all can be free. We can all be effective. Yes, no, you know, you're better. He has a plan. No, you're not. Don't listen to that. That's not what he wants for you. He wants you to know that you are greater, that you are his child, and that he has called you. Oh, you just messed up yesterday. So what? A lot of us kept messing up until we finally got to the point of faith, knowing that we didn't have to mess up no more. It didn't just happen overnight. Here, let me testify. It wasn't when I called. I'm a PK kid. I was raised up in the church. I was banging, slanging, and everything else, singing in the choir on Sunday because that's what my daddy made me do. But let me tell you, when I met Jesus as my own personal Lord and Savior, not as a picture, or but as my own spiritual guide. Oh, my God. Oh, we break out into praise right now because my life has never been the same and it will not ever be the same. I am proud of what God is doing in me, and I want you to be proud of what he's doing in you. He has a plan for your life. Area code 414, last four, 2563. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, Pastor E. How are you?
Bless.
This Pastor V.
I know who it is. What's up? I see you in the background. You know, the covenant partners, we're going to have a meeting here in a week or so. They'll tell you, I'll throw you on the bus in a minute.
I kind of felt the bus coming, so I said, let me go on and, you know, beat it before I get here because I know he know I'm on this line. But one thing that, you know, like you said, healing the brokenhearted, and the one thing that I want to share with you and the people that are listening is that when we say the word broken, we kind of try to either only picture broken in two pieces, but some of us was broken in many pieces.
Multiple.
And understand that you can break a glass, you can break a plate, you can break a lot of things that are not fixable. Especially when it's in many pieces. What do we call that? We call that that's damaged. That's done. You ain't no fixing that. But Jesus is the only one that can take all the many pieces and even the dust from them pieces and put it back together perfectly as if it had never been broken before. But you have to believe that. That's the one thing that I had to come into reality with, is that because I was broken from my mother, broken from my father, broken from my family, broken from relationships, broken, understand, many broken. I thought that at the point, you know, as I said, the point where you just want to quit and you want to give up, I'm like, I'm damaged. I'm too damaged because I'm broken into so many pieces. But when Jesus began to say, look, I'm going to use those pieces. I'm going to use every last one of those pieces. And when I'm done using them, you're going to look back and see a perfect image of me, not you.
Not yourself.
Ooh. Not you.
Hey, I'm going to use that on a shirt. you won't see your own self. You'll see me, Jesus.
You'll see him. And that's
Amen.
What you have to look for, men and women of God. Look for him in that reflection, not yourself. And when you look at him and look for him Everything in him is made whole. God bless you. Love you. See you on Friday.
You guys look out for Friday night. We going hard. It's getting hard. It's getting deep on.
What we
talking
about this Friday, Pastor E?
Whatever we want to.
You don't tell me.
No, we ain't gonna tell him. No. We ain't giving all that out right now. It's going deep though. I tell you, two weeks ago, we went there and gave some people opportunity to really look deep into themselves. I'm looking to look deeper and really get out some church hurt stuff, some really deep stuff that a lot of our listeners. I'm so proud they listen to us, Pastor V, because they don't go to church. But we need fellowship. Mm. We cannot destroy the fellowship of like-minded believers. But we need to get on like-mindedness. And I think that's going to be a great thing. So, guys, look out this Friday. Oh, it's going down.
All right. God bless. Have a good night.
God bless you. Hey, wait a minute. How was you did a boot camp thing this weekend. How was that?
Oh, I'm still hurting. It's Monday. Oh my goodness, y'all! I could barely sit down. I was walking like Shanaynay.
Get out of here!
it was hard. But listen, it's that hurt that feels good because you know it's doing something.
You still got a muscle in there.
Exactly.
That's my thing. See, when I go to the gym
and tightening those muscles.
I had to change up workouts, woman of God, because I get kind of you used to it and be like, this ain't working. Change it up, do some legs and some thighs and be like, oh, wait a minute, I still got muscles.
This man had us doing, we did like about 6 or 7 different workouts and it was nonstop.
Really?
You had to keep rotating and rotating and rotating, even sprinting outside and we was doing all kinds of stuff. I'm sore today, but I love it because I'm like, man, I want to get back at it because I'm going to see progress. See, that's
the
thing.
Proud of
you got to talk about that too.
I am so
the
proud
pain
of you.
Brings progress.
I'm proud on how we share these things because others need to know you can do it too. I don't care if you can just take a deep breath right now and push it out. He's not done with you and your body's not either.
No, because I lost 120 pounds.
We're going to talk about I have a testimony about late weight loss too and why I had to lose it. You know, y'all look at me right now and be like, a lot of people that listen on here, and I'm not looking at the board, but probably only 30 or 40% know me personally face to face. But if you look at the pictures, you'd be like, oh, he's slim. I was about 280 at one point and had, life issues and health issues. And we can talk about that kind of stuff how to get life in order, not only spiritually, which we need, but how can you be a spiritual being if you're not a physical being?
Right. Yep. So we can definitely talk about that as well because, as they say, first natural, then spiritual. Naturally, you have to take care of yourself. You can look to God and say he's a healer, but you still want to eat a pork chop and you know he's supposed to do it. Come on now. That don't make sense.
You gotta
practice intelligence. He gives you intelligence.
Here,
he gives you a mind.
You remember when Moses went to the first time he went on the mountaintop with the burning bush and he came back down, he had aged over 130 years just being in the presence of God on holy ground. Now we have the opportunity to have the same spirit in us. I'm helping a preacher out there tonight. You wonder why you tired after that sermon? Because you don't have the body, the physical built up to what the spiritual is doing. I don't need nobody to carry me off the stage because I'm working my physical to stay with the spiritual because the spiritual is stronger. It draws from us.
And those that are saying right now, like, I don't have time, those that are saying right now, well, I don't have time and I tried. And guess what? I told myself, Valoris, it's not an option. It's not an option. You have to do it. You want to live, it's not an option.
I
want
to live.
You understand? So then, therefore, it wasn't an option. Somebody else or something else had to wait because I had to take care of me first. So I would go to the gym or I would go outside for a walk or however I do. You know, like you said, if you don't have the money to pay for the gym, you got a whole earth to walk.
I'm going to throw some folks under the bus. There are 60% of the people that listen to us that's paying for a monthly gym membership ain't been there in a year. That's what we're going to talk about this Friday.
Membership.
Look, that's what we're going to talk about this Friday, health.
Not a problem. I don't have a gym membership. I either go walking or I else go to some free classes.
No, right? I'm talking about some folks that's at health fitness and all them other gyms that's paying for it but never go. I guarantee you, if we took a poll and people was truthful about it, they'd be like, yeah, I pay it every month because I'm going. I don't want to lose my spot, but they never go. But you could just take a walk. You could just – I was sharing with – we're going to have a good talk this Friday because I was just sharing with somebody today that was saying, I don't know how to do it. I said, you know, when you're washing dishes, do squats. Every time you rinse a dish and put it over, do a squat. What's that going to help?
Come
that's
do my laundry.
Them lower legs, them hamstrings, them calves. Mm-hmm. Do a squat. Make it simple and make it easy. Oh, we're going to talk about health this weekend, y'all. But to tell somebody, let's talk about it. Hey, bless you, my sister.
Bless you.
Why don't you pray us out of here tonight since nobody else has dial one and everybody that has is already went by. Go ahead and pray us out of here. God bless you. We love you guys.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for the listeners, and we also thank you, Lord, for the one that brought the word on this evening. Lord, I ask that you replenish the man of God, Lord, as he has poured out unto us. Lord, and those that have heard, Lord, again, let it not fall on deaf ears, but let it fall on the heart, Lord, that it begin to manifest, Lord, those broken pieces that they begin to shape and form and look into the image of you. God, we bless you, we glorify you, and magnify you until we meet on this line again. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my season to reward.
for. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.